Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to The Daily Home Edit, your go-to daily podcast for everything about your home style. Our favourite topic here at Home Beautiful Magazine. I'm Katrina O'Brien, Managing Editor of HB.
And I'm Fiona Michelin, the Style Editor here at Home Beautiful. In today's episode, we get to answer your questions and solve your style, decorating and design dilemmas. A very fun thing to do.
Absolutely. Today we actually have a question from a dear friend of the Home Beautiful team, Karina. Karina has actually been working with us over the last few months. She writes, last year we had a lovely custom-built shelving unit installed in our living room around the TV. I still haven't tackled the decorating though. How should I begin? Fiona, I think this might be up your alley. What do
yes.
you think?
I love this question. And what fun. It's so much fun being able to decorate brand new shelving. It's my treat.
Custom shelving, joinery, they're two of my favourite words.
So first of all, start with your key pieces is what I would recommend. Mm-hmm. If you don't have your hero pieces yet, maybe pop out and get them because I think that's totally going to change the way that you approach this.
And so what are we thinking for hero pieces?
We're talking your larger objects because we're going to basically be creating little small groupings. Mm-hmm. So we're talking like maybe a beautiful big vase or a bowl or a candle holder or a pitcher.
Nice.
And pop those in different areas throughout your shelving, different heights, different so you don't want it all to look quite symmetrical. Really have like a really lovely balance throughout the shelves. And then from there you can start to create your little groupings. So maybe pop some smaller items next to a couple of those bigger pieces and then a stack of books next to them, and you'll just start to create these lovely little triangles basically of little vignettes within the whole shelves. And do remember that negative space is your friend. So really let those groupings breathe. You don't want to get the urge to just fill every inch of those bookshelves. Yep. You really want to, less is more sometimes.
Okay,
yeah.
And books are great, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. They also just help to create some height too. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have a lot of pieces with differentiating heights, you could have a stack of books and then pop a little candle on top, and it just helps to create all those little variations. So if you had a lot of your decorative accessories all the same height, it'll just look very boring. So you really want to make sure that one's tall, one's shorter next to each other, and it just creates that really lovely balance throughout the shelves.
And colour coding books. How do we feel about colour coding books?
Oh, I love a colour coding bookshelf. Absolutely. If you've got them, amazing. Mm. Absolutely. But actually, I've also seen a lot of displays lately where people are turning the books around.
A lot of houses are coming through.
And it's a bit controversial.
Are you a fan?
I love it. I mean, I've done it because I have a very neutral colour palette in my shelving. So it just adds a really lovely textural element.
Yeah.
And I know like books are still special to me. They're still there. Yes. I haven't gotten rid of them.
Yeah.
But it's very controversial. I know some people think, oh, but they're your books. You have to see what they are. They're your spine. You have to see the spines. But
it's really actually quite nice. I mean, again, homes coming through I see a lot of homes coming through in my inbox and going and seeing homes. And it's that texture of the paper as well as the covers. And you don't necessarily have to see the name of the books, do you?
No. I mean, it depends what you're going for. Like you may want some beautiful colour from all the different coloured books. So then, group the colours together. Love that idea. Yeah. Absolutely.
And what about all those remotes, Fiona?
Yes, they aren't the prettiest. So I actually have a little beautiful basket bowl that I keep all mine in. I pop it on my coffee table, but they could absolutely go in the shelves. And it's a great way to just have a place for them, you know. They might not always stay there, but at least there's a place for them to go away. Especially those God, little tiny Apple TV remotes. They get absolutely lost. I've actually taped ours to a wooden block not long ago so we wouldn't lose it.
Well, we lose them all the time. They're always between the couches, pillows and the couch. But I remember hearing or seeing Jennifer Lawrence on the Graham Norton show, which I love. And she actually taped her Apple remote to a wooden spoon.
I think so that's where I got the idea. I love it.
I love that. I thought that was absolutely genius. I mean, I haven't done it yet, but I do like the wooden block from you, Fiona. That's great.
That's so funny.
Any other tips for Karina?
Look, I also really think it's important to make it personal. So don't feel like you need to make it look straight out of a catalogue. Mm-hmm. It is your home. You don't want it to be too overstyled. So you want to have your beautiful family photos in there, maybe some souvenirs and keepsakes. Definitely make it personal to you, and that's what makes styling special, I think.
It absolutely does. Yeah. Thank you so much, Fiona. There's some great tips there, and thank you everyone for listening.
Yeah, thanks everybody. And if you have a question that you would like us to answer, we want to hear from you, please. Our email is homebeautiful@pacificmags.com.au.
See you next time.
See you guys.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.